Joe Root, I don't know what your plans were for the 25th of August, but you're going to have to change them.
Yeah, absolutely over the moon. And I think everyone else involved in the club will be absolutely over the moon as well. It's a fantastic effort from the first game. And, you know, I think we thoroughly deserved it as a team.
It's 10 years of T20 cricket. Yorkshire have never been to finals day, so it's a massive monkey off the back of the club, but also a day you can look forward to really enjoy.
Definitely. You know, lads have worked really hard all season, and, you know, we've played fantastic throughout. And it's been such a team-based thing, and not one person's carried the team. It's everyone's chipped in throughout, and, you know, there's not been one star who's stole the show. It's, you know, it's been a real good team effort, and, you know, credit to all the lads for that. It's been awesome.
And yourself tonight, you picked up the Man of the Match award, your first 50 in T20 cricket, and you played fantastically well.
Yeah, I mean, I love playing in big games like tonight. It's what you play for, and, you know, to actually go out and do it and in front of quite a decent crowd and in such a big occasion was awesome. And, you know, just hope that when we get to finals day, we as a team perform like we did tonight, because that was fantastic. Getting over 200 and then, you know, bowling like we did at the death and in the middle was awesome.
And on a night like this, when the Sky cameras are here and there's a big crowd in the stadium, do you get nervous? Does that drive you on? Do you feel that pressure, or does it just inspire you?
I think it just inspires you. It gives you a little boost. You know, you've got people around you that you can try and impress almost. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's a great team. And to play in that environment and enjoying each other's company is fantastic. It relaxes you and makes you feel at home. And I think everyone really enjoys each other's company, which is, I think, massive. And we were awesome tonight, and we have been all year. It's all been brilliant.
212 for 5, it's the second highest score that Yorkshire have ever made in the T20, but the way Worcestershire batted, you needed it as well tonight.
Yeah, it was a good pitch, and, you know, I think the boundaries are in slightly as well, but we did. I mean, Phil Hughes played it exceptionally well, and the Worcester boys gave it a great crack, but I think the key moments of the game we won, and that's what separated us at the end. Yes.
And you had a bit of boundary action out there as well, and you were kind of taking that catch. Took us through that.
Yeah, I mean, I just saw it go up, and it was into the wind, and I knew it was into the wind because I bowled first over from that end. So I just thought, I'm going to give this a go, and hopefully I can either, you know, stop a boundary or whatever. And turns out that we got a nice little wicket out of it. So yeah, very good.
You parried it back in to be caught by one of your teammates.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, that's what it's about. I mean, it just shows how much improvement we've made, and, you know, to come from that. From the last few years, we've missed out by quite a little bit, and to be so convincing with our whole 2020, the whole way through the group stages, finishing top, and then, you know, playing like we did tonight, can't wait for Cardiff. And I can tell you now, all the boys are absolutely chomping at the bit to get there.
It's obviously, you're absolutely buzzing after that performance today. Let's hope, come the 25th of August, I'm stood there at the end of the evening talking to you again about Yorkshire lifting the trophy.
Definitely, and you know, I can see it. And you know, it's good to have that confidence within the side, and everyone's really confident, and hopefully we can take that through. And, you know, it's an awesome feeling to be part of this team, and I don't think I'm speaking just for myself. I'm speaking for a majority of the boys, in fact all of them. So you know, to get to where we've got to has been awesome, and all of us can't wait. We just spoke about the change. We all can't wait to get there and just show everyone how good we actually are.